You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
So yesterday here we celebrated the Ascension of the Lord. And in the Acts of the Apostles, we heard how Jesus instructed the apostles to wait. They were to wait for a promise from the Father. For John baptized with water, but in a few days, they would all be baptized with the Holy Spirit. What is this baptism of the Holy Spirit? And why is it promised in the name? Why is its promise appear in the same sentence as the baptism of John in the account from Acts? I think it's because it helps our understanding of the baptism of the Holy Spirit when it is viewed as an amplification, if you will, of the baptism of John. And to better understand this, let us turn to John baptizing in the Jordan River and focus this morning on three words: gone, here, and coming. Now imagine yourself wading knee-deep into a gently flowing river with refreshingly cool, crystal-clear water, as the Jordan was back in John's time. Call to mind again the three words: gone, here, coming. If you look down the river, the water is gone. If you look around at your feet, the water is here. If you look upriver, the water is coming. This threefold experience of water is the same as the experience of the apostles and of us when we consider deeply the mystery of faith in Jesus Christ. If we look back, Jesus is gone. He has ascended into heaven. If we look around us, Jesus is here, present in word, in sacrament, and in one another. And if we look forward, Jesus is coming again in glory. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, our baptism, is not only one of forgiveness of sin or of repentance. Our baptism in the Holy Spirit also helps us to see this reality of Christ who was, who is, and who is yet to come. The baptism of the Holy Spirit amplifies our understanding of Jesus in this threefold dimension of gone, here, and coming, and affects the way that we then live in the world. So that in today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about Paul running into some disciples down in Ephesus who had not yet heard of the Holy Spirit, but who had only received the baptism of John. And after being baptized by Paul, these disciples, like us, find a new way of looking at life. Like them, we too can look back at our past and see the presence of God, especially those times we made mistakes and Christ was there to love us, to forgive us, and to help us to learn from our mistakes. It is important for us to look back, to remember, to learn, but those days are gone. We can, in the midst of all the difficulties of today, look around and see the presence of the risen Lord here among us, in word, in sacrament, and in one another. And we can look into the future with all its challenges and hopes, waiting for the Lord who is coming again, trusting in that promise of the Father. This is what we, my sisters and brothers, this is what we call the mystery of faith. In the last English translation of the liturgy, we most often prayed that mystery of faith, and it sounded like this: Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Gone, here, coming. Now we pray, we proclaim your death, O Lord. We profess your resurrection until you come again. Gone, here, coming. Today in the United States, we celebrate Memorial Day, and we remember especially those who have died and offered their lives in times of war in service to our country. This year's Memorial Day is amplified, as we also naturally call to mind all who have died because of the coronavirus. So many people have died in these past months, so many more than in past wars. We also remember those who have died in the front lines of being first responders and hospital workers, essential workers in so many fields, and we call them heroes. Today is a day for us, with all of this in mind and heart, to reflect on three words: gone, here, coming. Trusting in the promises of the Father and Jesus, his Son, trusting in our baptism of the Holy Spirit, we recognize today that our loved ones are gone, like water that is passed downstream and out of reach, beyond our control. Yet we also look around us, and trusting that life has changed, not ended, we believe that they are here with us as they join the communion of saints that encourage us in our lives as we continue to run the race that has been given to each of us. Their prayers for you and for me refresh us like the cool water of a river that stirs around our feet and legs and restores our strength. And finally, we look for the coming of Jesus, when we will all be united again in God's kingdom, where every tear will be wiped away. Gone, here, coming. Let us continue to proclaim this mystery of faith, of our baptism in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.